I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're picking up where we left off in our connections. Our last connections were given by the Courtney brothers. Their options included the bands Secret Space and The Flats, screen printing company owner Mark Metzger, and writer, poet, and musician Drew Coomer. So, I chose...
Drew Coomer.
Not only because he's a triple threat, a writer, poet, musician, but he's also the creator of Lost, Long Gone, Forgotten Records, which I'd never heard of before. You might be in the same boat, but don't worry, Drew will explain.
It's called the Lost, Long Gone, Forgotten Records, and every month I release a single. Think old 45s, right? There's an A side and a B side. I record one poet that I like, two of their poems that I like. So I record them reading two poems, and then I go through into the digital file later, and I add whatever I want. Thumb piano, guitar, hand clapping, creepy door closing, just weird noises, whatever I like, and then I release it for free every month.
The Lost, Long Gone, Forgotten Records is a new creation. It premiered in January, which means there's only two episodes in the series so far. The first included two poems by local poet Michael Grover.
Michael Grover has been writing for like 20-something years, and he's kind of a big deal when it comes to underground poetry. He's relatively unknown, and he lives right here in Toledo, and he's one of the best poets alive. And a lot of these people aren't getting any of the recognition that they deserve. Like, this is my little way that I can not enhance his poem, but just add a different element to him, and then release him for free, and hopefully people will tell people, and the word will spread, and people will learn about poetry and about the people that are living like right next to them.
So how does it all work? Well, Drew says creating each episode is a different experience every time.
A lot of things come into play. How the poet read it is big. Like Matthew Sharadia, he's got a poem called Death. Really heavy. So heavy, right? And just the way he read it, it really kind of reminded me of like someplace dark, someplace wet. So I have this mini thumb piano, and I recorded myself playing thumb piano in the background through a microphone, ran the microphone into a guitar amp with a bunch of effects, and then recorded what came out. So they're all been so different. In other ones, I've got sci-fi 50s sounds from synthesizers, squeaking doors, all kinds of stuff.
So let's take a listen to the second episode of The Lost, Long Gone, Forgotten Records.
Tell like it is that death surrounds us. It is down the street, across town, and half a dozen points in between. A blood-trickling steering wheel over a shattered dashboard confessional, while the earth rolls and orbits the sun. Death visits your aunt's house.
It is true that Drew's main intention in creating these two-sided records was to bring local poets more attention and recognition. But there's also another side to it. You see, Drew is a transplant to Toledo, Ohio. He said his wife had to drag him kicking and screaming from the very warm Kentucky to a very cold Ohio. His wife is a second-year OBGYN resident working downtown, and it took Drew a little bit more time than his wife to feel comfortable in this new city.
When I first moved here, I felt very isolated. I didn't know anybody, no friends, no family. I always thought of myself as the basement guy. I'm the guy who writes in his basement, never leaves, doesn't talk to anybody, that guy. But as I have been getting out of my basement, out of my writing room, and actually meeting people and getting out, I've started to like Toledo more. And that's one of the reasons why I named it the Lost, Long Gone, Forgotten Records, because it was this thing that forced me to get out of my house, interview a poet, and to interact with people. So everything has to be done face to face. I can't do the whole long distance thing. Being like a writer is such a solitary life. Like, I'm always writing and I don't really have the interaction, so this is forcing me. Like, I met some of these people are editors of literary magazines that I've sent stuff to in the past and have accepted it or haven't accepted it, but I like their stuff as well, so I've kind of developed this relationship with them, and I'm actually driving out to record them face to face. It does force me to be more open to suggestion and to the moment, the whim or whatever.
Whim is a good word to use. It means a sudden desire or change of mind. Drew experienced that same notion when deciding to perform his poetry live.
I get out to more readings, which is something I never thought I would do. But in the last year and a half doing this poetry deal, I've met a lot of people, and I actually got up and reading sharing, seeing how other people react to other people's work, not just my own.
And just because Drew is trying out a good amount of new things doesn't mean he's entirely comfortable with them just yet.
Michael Grover, who was the first release of Lost, Long Gone, Forgotten Records, he says it does get easier, but you still always have the nervous energy. I haven't found the easier moment yet, so, yeah.
But maybe that's okay. After all, how exciting can it be if it doesn't make you a little nervous? For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to the Rough Draft Diaries. Drew's choices for our next week include 1.
Dee Brown from Delightful Art.
2.
Johnny McIntyre is a local poet.
And 3.
Michael Grover.
So make sure to listen in next time to see who's next on the Rough Draft Diaries.